WHXS Mobile.
Hold with you, go again.
KB2HXS Mobile.
Yeah, we keyed up the exact same moment. W4DJW Mobile.
Wow. Well, you know, they say great minds think alike.
Well, there you go. I'll buy that one. You having a good day so far?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Having an excellent day. Always have an excellent day. Just over here on Rutherford Road, so I'm going to be losing a signal here in a minute. I got to stop by the supply house, go see a customer, and then back to my house to chop more wood for tomorrow.
I was here briefly, too. It'll be very brief, only less than a quarter mile of where the horse stable is, to cut across to Ansel School Road and get out to White Hampton that way. Yay. Veterinarian something something. Blue Ridge Veterinarians to take the dogs to get a checkup.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm down here in Rutherford, just turned off of Wade Hampton. If you know where the Greenville Farmers Market is, that's the vicinity I will be in. Not at the Farmers Market, I'll be across the street.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. That's the other Rutherford Road. And there's two of them. There's one over here in Greer, there's one over there in Taylor's. You're on the Taylor's one, over there near the Farmers Market, where it used to open up into that mall on 291. I don't know whatever happened to that.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's kind of a dead mall right now. But, yeah, I got to go from here down to Greenville. Got to go see a customer. And then I'll be heading back to the house. I'm trying to be home by 2 o'clock-ish. Got to fire up that new wood splitter I bought. Split some more wood.
I need any wood, do you? I got lots of it. I figured I'd donate it for field day if it doesn't go bad before then. Summer field day.
Whatever people got, you know, I'll come over and I'll split it and take it. You know, I bring my splitter with me. But, you know, I don't need pine. I can't burn pine and the wood burning stove is not good. It'll clog it up.
And sweet gum.
I don't know what sweet gum is.
You know those prickly little balls you step on? They look like they're about the size of a golf ball and they're prickly as crazy. The trees that drop those balls, that's a sweet gum.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what they were called. All right. Are they in the pine family? Is that what they are?
No. They got big leaves. Well, they're not as big as an oak leaf, but they're bigger than a little leaf. They're medium size. They're not needles.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with what that is, but I will contact you this week at one point, and we'll talk about some of that oak. Yeah, I wouldn't mind some of that. I bought a half a cord, about a month ago. Still burning through it. It was a little on the wet side still. I don't think it was 100% seasoned. I mean, it burns really well, but depending on where I pull it from on the pile, you hear a little bit of sizzling. So you know it's a little wet still.
And is that from the hurricane? It was alive at the hurricane when the hurricane came through?
I don't know the answer to that because I bought it from a recommended source and I wasn't actually at the house when they dropped it off, so I don't know how long it's been down and split.
Well, the big oak that I had, several of them, they went down with a hurricane, and so they're probably not dry by now. They're probably still a little wet, but the sweet gum came down like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. So, and all of them were alive and healthy when they went down.
Yeah, but the trick is, as soon as you split them, the quicker they'll dry. And I split them to a nice size. I don't split them real big because they got that wood burning stove that I bought. It can handle up to a 16-inch piece. But as far as like girth or diameter wise, I got to be careful how big a piece I put in.
Talking about these, this trunk, the big one, this trunk was about 3 feet at the base and probably 2 feet in diameter at the top. So I don't know if it'll fit or not. And then the sweet gum at the base, it was probably close to 4 feet at the base. And it turned into two trunks that were each 2 feet in diameter that went up to probably a foot and a half at the top.
Holy cow. Well, listen, I'm getting into the shadow of Paris Mountain here, so I'll give you a call during the weekdays, and we'll talk about that. You have a good morning, and take care of them dogs. W4DJW, KB2HXS, I'll be out.
Talk to you later. Enjoy your day. Make it a memorable one. KB2HXS, W4DJW.
Oh, always memorable. Always. All right, see ya. KB2HXS gone.